suffering from an opioid addiction can get back to normal life.
What needed to be done to get people successfully through the transition and back into a normal life, which means a job.
Remembrance is continuing to come in as a legendary rock band loses one of its members.
The man whose beats powered the music of the Rolling Stones has died. Charlie Watts, drummer of the group since 1963, died Tuesday in a London hospital surrounded by his family, according to a statement from his spokesperson. Watts' playing style was a blend of jazz, swing, and R&B that powered the Rolling Stones' blues-infused rock. Watts played on every Stones album and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the group in 1989. Charlie Watts was 80. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tropics are heating up in the Caribbean. We're watching an area of disturbed weather likely to develop and move into the Gulf. Some rains tonight coming back throughout the day tomorrow. They'll diminish overnight to muggy 70s to 80. Tomorrow, rounds of thunderstorms and showers could be starting up morning into the afternoon. Likelihood of the activity tomorrow. Most of the underclouds stopping around in the upper 80s to near 90. Rains again, possibly locally heavy Friday. Scattered to likely afternoon activity, highs in the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. After the tragic death of his wife, Katie, Professor Franklin blames himself. Filled with anguish, he walks away from his family, which augments his suffering. But soon after the second anniversary of his wife's death, his self-imposed reclusive lifestyle is interrupted by an unplanned visit from his 8-year-old granddaughter. Awakened by Grace, by author Darlene West. Available now in bookstores and Amazon.com. More info at DarleneWest.com.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on all of the tune-in apps and all that fun stuff that you can find. I'm pretty sure we're all there, too. Mike, how's it going, man?
Well, going good.
Yeah?
Going good. Yeah. I was very happy with, I was very happy with certain parts of the Saints game. Monday night. So
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I've come to the conclusion that Jameis Winston is most definitely going to be the starter. And I will say that it's not necessarily because of the way that he played Monday night. Mm. It's a combination of the game last week and then the game this week.
Yeah.
Because Jameis played great, you know, while he was in there, but when you compare this week, Jameis was with the first team and Taysom was with the second. Mm-hmm. Last week, it was reversed. Taysom was with the first team and Jameis was with the second. And last week, the two quarterbacks had basically comparable numbers. They basically did the same thing. Well, this week, Jameis looked great, and Taysom didn't look the way you wanted him to. I'm not gonna be mean about it. That was a very nice way to put that. Yeah, and the thing that stood out to me is that last week with the second team, Jameis had the same numbers as Taysom, which basically means when you look at this week, Jameis made the second team look a lot better than what they should have, which now what that means for our backups, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But, you know, he made them look better than what they should have. Mm. And then this week, he gets in there and with the first team and makes them look the way that they should have.
Yeah.
And so that was really my big takeaway from Monday night.
Yeah, it was a little surprising how poor that Taysom played, and you know he didn't have turn the ball over, so that's a step in the right direction. Nobody turned the ball over, so that was good. Yeah. However, his lack of being able to make a decision, and no knock on the Jaguars, but let's be honest, they're not exactly the Steel Curtain or the Legion of Boom, even with their number ones. And then you're going up against their second and third string, and you can't make decisions and get rid of the ball, or at least bare minimum take off and don't cause a turnover or a sack or give up yards like that. I was really disappointed in how he played, and I thought that and then the opportunities that he did have, some of the throws that he made were way off target. I was there in attendance. I was sitting in the end zone, and there was one throw where he had a wide open guy on an out route on the sideline and just missed him by about 6 feet. I mean, just come on. It can't be that way. And not especially when you're in a competition for the starting position. And I think that I don't know what Coach Payton's not going to tip his hand yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if Saturday night you don't see Jameis at all. And that would just signify who the starter is. And I would think before then, I think he would announce who the starting quarterback is going to be. But really disappointed with him. But Jameis looked great. He was 9 for 10 with, I think, 123 or 126 yards passing. He looked good. Here's the deal. That's good, Jameis. But what about bad Jameis? Only thing we can hope for is consistency out of him. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to throw interceptions. Everybody shouldn't dogpile on him when he does throw an interception. But I look for him to, to take the reins. And I feel like he has a little bit more, and maybe this is just me spitballing. It seems like he has a little bit more of a leadership qualities than maybe Taysom does. And I'm not going to say by leaps and bounds, but
and I'm with you on that. Yeah,
I think that helps. And with Jameis also, he was with the number ones, but he still didn't have. There was no Chris Hogan out there. There was no Alvin Kamara. So you get those guys in the mix, and who knows what you're capable of, but. I think there was a lot of bright spots. The defense showed up again, and it's good to see the defense showing up early and not waiting until the third or fourth week of the regular season to figure out who they are. It seems like they've established their identity. It was a good overall game. I left before the 18 points at the end of the game or whatever crazy things was happening. I left with about 8 minutes left because I felt like it was all in hand, and I thought I'd seen everything I needed to see. I thought it was great. And I'll tell you somebody else that I really am starting to like is Juwan Johnson. Who has converted from wide receiver to tight end, which now apparently we're going to need.
because not only Adam Trautman, although the good news with Adam Trautman's injury, because it looked bad because he was carted off the field, it is a minor injury. They didn't disclose exactly what it is, I don't believe, but he's not going to miss that much time. And let me see. Yeah, it just says he dodged significant injury and we'll see a specialist, and he could just need a few weeks to fully recover. So he probably would be good by the start of the season. But the other bad news is that the one of the other backup tight ends is also went on the injured list as well. Nick Verrett, who they had signed as a free agent who had played with the Broncos. So now you're down to Juwan Johnson and Ethan Wolf. So I don't know. I saw something and I didn't pay much attention to it. I'm sorry, Nick Vanette, not Nick Verrett. That they could be maybe making a few phone calls about Zach Ertz from Philadelphia. Because they had tried to move Ertz earlier in the off season because of his contract, but there was no takers on it. So I don't know. I mean, there again lies another problem. We still don't have the cap space to take on significant payroll.
Yeah. And if we can figure out how to get Ertz, I mean, that would not be bad, but how do we afford him?
Right.
That's my main thing.
Yeah. And Marquez Callaway, I mean, regardless of it, you know, we're talking about the Jaguars. It doesn't matter. Those catches he made for touchdowns were outstanding. And
both of those were amazing.
And that selfish part of me wishes he wouldn't have done that Monday night in a way, because now I think he's going to be on people's fantasy radars.
No, I was so hoping to be able to pick him up. And then after that, I was like, oh, no, all right.
But I think it was great. And a win is a win. And, you know, regardless if it's preseason or not, I think it's important to establish wins and get that mentality going. You don't want to go into anything just like, oh, game doesn't matter. Game doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've never played a game in my life that I ever just like, ah, exactly. It doesn't matter. It didn't matter if there was, you know, 1,000 people watching or nobody watching. It didn't matter. To me, I wanted to win. Whatever it is, I want to win at anything.
Yep, it could be 2-on-2 in the park, and I want to win.
Yeah, but overall, I think there was a lot of good takeaways. The defense looked good again, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on the 12th whenever the Packers come to town. And there's one last preseason game Saturday night against, I believe it's Arizona, and. You know, I don't look to find much out of that. I doubt you're going to see Alvin Kamara. Like I said, I highly doubt if Jameis is the guy, you're going to put him in there, because there's no reason to risk injury at this point. Yeah, I think exactly. He showed what he's capable of. He showed he can master the offense, even with not all of the weapons out there. So I don't foresee that. And I have a feeling you probably won't see much you know, you're not going to see Cam Jordan. You're probably not going to see DeMario Davis. You probably won't see Marshawn Lattimore either. But it'll still be entertaining, and I'm still looking forward to watching it. But I'm really looking forward to the regular season and seeing really what this team is capable of. So, well, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what LSU's got going on with protocols. And I'll share a little bit of my experience going to the stadium for the first time or going to the Superdome, I should say, with the new protocols put into place. And it was better than expected. So stay right here. This is the Something to Say radio show on WGSO. We'll be back right after this. But it stays right by my side.
Straight. Window Genie specializes in window cleaning, window tinting, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Window Genie is locally owned on both sides of the lake. Window Genie gives a streak-free guarantee. And why not transform your home this holiday season with the installation of winter holidays and Mardi Gras lighting the Window Genie way? We are fully insured, so make sure to call Window Genie, where we clean windows and a whole lot more, at 985-826-4200 on the North Shore and 504-264-5811 on the South Shore. Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roslyn Karamer with Latter & Blum. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
This is Bill Juno, host of Let Freedom Ring, Wednesdays 7 to 8 p.m. I have a very special edition of my show on September 1st, which will be dedicated to all of our frontline heroes. Chaplain High McHenry, a 25-year Army Special Ops veteran, will be joining me to provide healing and comfort to our special patriots who need it. I ask for all of our veterans, active duty military, first responders, doctors, and nurses to call my show September 1st if you are in need of support. Our brave men and women who risk their lives for America often keep their emotions to themselves, feeling they have no one they can talk to, no one who can relate to their pain and grief. I want to say, now you do. You can remain anonymous, but you no longer need to remain alone. So join me, Bill Juno, and Chaplain High McHenry for a very special edition of Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday, September 1st, 7 to 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a
fighter? Back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So LSU, they stepped out on their own this week and announced that you're going to have a vaccine or a negative COVID test to attend football games.
Yes. Yes, they did. And I'm happy to see it.
Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be, as many people that are upset here about the Saints, I'm sure there's far more people upset in your neck of the woods.
Yes. Baton Rouge is a lot more against the vaccine than New Orleans is. I was put it that way. That's my polite way of saying it. But yeah, there's, I don't know, I'm not going to get into detail, but there's a local newspaper here. Mm-hmm. They're very, very local, not the Advocate or anything like that, but pretty much every single, I follow them on Facebook, and pretty much every single thing I've ever seen them post about this mm-hmm. is as conspiracy theory as you can get. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And they're the, I'd say probably the third largest newspaper in the area. So, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing that we were talking about with the Saints. And, I don't have a problem. It's, at the end of the day, it's up to them what they're wanting to do. The only thing that I would say that it's kind of like, okay, is the fact that you can get vaccinated on site and they'll let you in. We both know that that doesn't do any good. None whatsoever.
It takes 2 weeks after your second vaccination to be fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 minutes after your first one, I'm pretty sure it's not really doing you much good. No. Now, granted, I can understand where they're coming from. At least they got their first shot.
Right.
And so maybe now they'll go and get the second one a month from now. So, I mean, I'm not against it. You know, I understand where they're coming from. I think I saw something earlier. I think 99 people got their first vaccination Monday night before the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another 99 people that are now halfway there. You know, so, I mean, that's
got something. 99 problems that a vaccine ain't one.
Exactly. Why did I not think of that?
I think of things and then I say it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I understand what they're doing, and it, you know, it's one of those things. You want to see the Tigers? Well, this is what you got to do.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You want to see the Saints? This is what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're forcing the hand of people to get vaccinated, and it is what it is. You know, you don't have to. You could just go get tested and have that negative test, and I think you'll be just fine. You know, especially with LSU, well, now that the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine, you know, I believe all the universities now are requiring the kids to be vaccinated.
Yes.
So.
Yes, the LSU system and the University of Louisiana system have both announced that you're going to have to be vaccinated in order to be able to go to class. Now, I did see there's a guy, his name is Robert Mann. He's a professor at LSU. He's one of the most well-known professors. He's a journalist. And he put something on Facebook. He said, basically, I don't remember exact verbatim, but it was basically, bless your heart if you think that LSU, a university that doesn't kick students out for raping somebody, is going to kick somebody out for not getting their COVID shot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's always that. But
true.
At least they're trying.
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting how they're going to control it, because, you know, then you have tailgating and things like that that you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you?
Yeah. If you don't go into the stadium.
Yeah, you're not going into the stadium. So how can that be policed, if you will? But
real
quick before we go to break, I'll share my experience of going to the Dome on Monday night. I was fully expecting it to be a train wreck, and it wasn't. Matter of fact, you were talking about those 99 folks that got vaccinated. That was the longest line I saw. There was checkpoints when you went up the ramps to get up to the Dome, and there was checkpoints on both ends of Champion Square to show your vaccination. I showed him, I have the LA wallet. I showed it to him, went right in, bought a beer, watched the band. Then, you know, cause as of Thursday last week, they were saying, you know, expect you need to be there a couple hours early. Cause they didn't really know what to expect and how they were going to handle it. Walked right into the stadium. That was actually the easiest I think I've ever went into the stadium, went in, sat down, got another beer, and, you know, they were monitoring whether or not you were wearing a mask while, you know, if you weren't eating or drinking, and they'd come by and tell people to put their mask on if they weren't. But other than the normal, like, drunk people being silly, like the guy vaping, sitting in the third row in the end zone, by the end zone, blowing big smoke clouds, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. But other than that, it was all fine and no big deal. So I look forward to it, and it'll only get better and smoother. So all good. But we need to run. We need to take a break, get some news. So let's do that. We'll come back with more after this.
Anywhere but here, away from you. Now I'm on my hip.
WGSO, from the Buca Range
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Food and Drug Administration grants full approval for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination, which many physicians hope will lead to more vaccine mandates. Tulane epidemiologist Dr. Susan Hasek says the Pfizer vaccine is now approved for ages 16 and up.
Which means that high schools could mandate vaccination for students 16 and above. Colleges can mandate vaccination for all of their students, their faculty, their staff.
UL system students will either need to provide proof of vaccination or claim a personal exemption the next time they can register for classes to enroll in the system's nine schools. President Jim Henderson says they can't force students to take the vaccine, but he hopes full FDA approval will push more of them off the fence. He says they've tried to convince students to get the shot.
But nothing that we can say can equate to the gold standard of pharmaceutical safety and efficacy, which is FDA approval.
LRN.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Labor Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
I wanted my job.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my newborn child and my at-risk wife.
I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
I talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Hi, Bruce Falkenstein with Gulf Coast Bank. We're hosting auctions in August to raise money for nonprofits throughout the month of August. Auctions in August offers items such as fine dining, jewelry, sports memorabilia, gift baskets, artwork, vacation stays, pet services, and much more. There's something for everyone with hundreds of items to choose from. To see all the great items and to bid, go to auctionsinaugust.com. 100% of the proceeds go to the nonprofits. Gulf Coast Bank, the bank that cares about you and your community. Member FDIC.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Let's do a little music news. How about that? We haven't done that in a while, have we? Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. There you are.
There I am.
Yeah, let's do a little music news because there's a couple good ones today. One absolutely ridiculous article that I read. and before I go into it, the fact that the kid that was the baby on the Nirvana Nevermind album is 30 years old made me feel real old today.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
However,
92, I want to say.
I guess no, it'd be like 91. I mean, if he's 30.
Oh wow. Well, that's true. Yeah.
But either way, he is the baby that was on Nirvana's Nevermind cover, which is one of the most iconic rock albums of all time, is now suing Nirvana for alleged child pornography. He said he suffered and will continue to suffer lifelong damages as a result of the photograph. Give me a break.
Didn't he recreate that album as an adult?
He sure did. I'm glad you've been keeping score at home. Ridiculous. And I was thinking about it. I was talking about it with my wife on the way here today that, obviously the guy is probably needing some money. Otherwise he wouldn't be pulling us. But as nice of a person as what Dave Grohl is, if that kid was hurting for cash and went to Dave would probably have helped him out.
Yeah. If you'd have just gone to him and said, "Hey dude, I need some help." He'd be like, "Hey, look, I am where I am partly because of you. I will do whatever I need to." Dave is that kind of guy.
Right. For saying it's child pornography, I mean, number one, the kid, obviously, his parents had to have signed a waiver for this.
Yeah.
For the kid to even be on there. But to pull that card is just absolutely preposterous. And number two, why wait till you're 30 years old if you really felt that way? Why not when you're 18? It didn't change.
Yeah, nothing has changed. It's the exact same picture now that it was then. And to be honest, and it's partly thanks to Walmart, but the unedited picture has not been available since around the time that it came out. Because Walmart said, I don't know if we can really have this exact picture. And so they edited out his man parts, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that's been the go-to image of it ever since then. Yeah. And so, I do understand, it is what it is. When it was originally released, it had what it had. But that's not the image that the vast majority of people have ever seen.
Right. This is all according to CNN's report on it. The rock album, and if, for those of you who don't know, the rock album features Eldon, who was an infant, swimming underwater while undressed with his eyes fixated on a $1 bill. In the complaint filed on Tuesday at a federal court in California, Eldon's attorney said the image was pornographic and that he has suffered lifelong damage as a result of his involvement. Eldon, who is now 30, has listed the surviving band members, the executors of lead singer Kurt Cobain's estate, and various record labels as defendants. He is seeking $150,000 in damages from each of the defendants, plus legal costs, and alleges the defendants knowingly produced, possessed, and advertised commercial child pornography. The lawsuit alleges Eldon was sexualized because the dollar bill used in the image made the baby resemble a sex worker. Oh my God, give me a break. Eldon has recreated the image at times during his adulthood. There's where he's going to be in a lot of trouble. because he recreated it. And why would you recreate something like that if it had that much harm to you? But he also suggested in interviews he felt uncomfortable about the popularity of the album cover. In 2007, he told the Sunday Times he found it kind of creepy that many people have seen him naked. He feels like the world's biggest porn star. See, now there's another opportunity where he could have denounced it, but instead he said he felt like a porn star, a star being the key word. The following year, he told CNN that he was often asked to attend events as the Nirvana baby. He told CNN in 2008, rumor had it that Cobain had the original concept of wanting to show a mother giving birth underwater, Elton added, but the compromise was to have a baby swimming underwater, and that's what he was told. He also the lawsuit also alleges Elton has been and will continue to suffer personal injury by the distribution and possession of child pornography, including emotional distress and loss of earnings. Oh boy.
Two quick things. One, he mentioned being a porn star. Well, this is completely unrelated, but I saw literally 2 or 3 minutes before the show started that Ron Jeremy has been arrested for like 30 different
36. Crimes, yeah, I saw that.
Raping people or something.
36
and
counts.
Then also, yeah, oh, there you go. And then also, I did see a meme of Weird Al Yankovic, and it looked like he was on the news, and it said, Weird Al is suing somebody because of that, and it showed his picture of his video, or his album cover that he did, where he is in a pool naked and he's swimming after a donut, and I thought that was funny. So it's like, that's exactly what I would be swimming after. If you put a dollar or a donut in a pool, yeah, I'd be going after the donut. Because I'm fat. So. I mean, I can definitely use the dollar, but I can eat the donut. So
it's one of those things. It's just amazing how far people will go to try to not work and try to get something off somebody for free. And you know, it happens all the time. And this is, we've talked a lot about allegations against Deshaun Watson and others, but this is a completely different situation. This is, if this isn't literally a cash grab, and what better picture to symbolize this whole thing than his own picture of looking at a dollar bill? I mean, I don't know what is. I think the irony is super thick on this whole situation.
You may be able to put a description of this particular lawsuit into the dictionary under the for the word irony.
Yeah, no kidding. So some other music news, and I think this, you can file this under the I didn't know nor did I care file. And I didn't plan on seeing either of these two acts, but did you know about the beef between Gene Simmons and David Lee Roth?
Not until a little while ago. I had no idea that this could even be a thing, let alone that it was a thing or is a thing.
So Kiss's frontman, Gene Simmons, he has issued an apology to David Lee Roth after making disparaging remarks implying that the longtime Van Halen frontman was past his prime. Well, hey, guess what, Mike? water's wet and the sky is blue. Things that come out of that thing called a refrigerator are also cold. And the things that come out of the stove or oven, those are hot.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what? Glass houses, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, really? Oh, my God. Of course.
I think you might be past your prime, too. So this all stemmed from Simmons confirming that David Lee Roth was no longer going to support be the opening act for Kiss's 2021 tour. I thought Kiss was done like years ago. Wasn't there the farewell tour? I think there's been at least three of them.
But it's Gene Simmons, and he is the greatest money making machine in all of music. And so,
I'll give him that. He's one of the best marketers I've ever seen with a band. Jesus, who's going to this? And this is
And they got people passing out Geritol when you walk in the door.
I shouldn't say anything because with the Everclear concert being sponsored by AARP the other day, that's I guess I should think about glass houses, but whatever. So this was after praising the singer as rock's greatest frontman during Van Halen's heyday. Simmons seemingly compared current day Roth to a bloated, naked Elvis on the bathroom floor. And then David Lee Roth responded in kind by sending Simmons 18 middle fingers on social media. And so then, this is like high school stuff. In a new interview, Simmons then...
By 55-year-olds.
Right. It would have taken 30 years ago for me to kind of want to see... Well, I would have definitely want to see Van Halen. Kiss, yes. I could have cared less about.
Yeah. I got two songs that I kind of like.
Right. So, in a new interview, Simmons backtracked on his earlier remarks, expressing remorse for offending Roth and blaming quote-unquote diarrhea of the mouth for his derogatory remarks. He said he's so sorry and ashamed that he actually hurt David's feelings. I'm the guy actually that saw Van Halen at a club, signed them to my production company, flew them to New York, produced their first 24-track, 15-song demo, and championed the band. And in the course of an interview, you hear me talking. I just sort of stream consciousness. I don't mean to hurt people's feelings. And every once in a while, diarrhea of the mouth comes out. As for the Elvis comparison, he continues, said, I read that quote and somehow the way they put it together, I think I said something like, nobody touched David in his prime, not Robert Plant, not Jagger, not anybody. He was the king. Somehow there was a segue to Elvis bloated on the ground, fat, naked. And I don't want to see that. I wasn't talking about David, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that I hurt his feelings, and that's more important than the intent. I sincerely apologized for that. I didn't mean to hurt his feelings. It reminds me of the guy that gets out of a truck and says, hey, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to run you over. Well, what's the effing difference? You've been run over. Oh, you know, I have a feeling that this is just more people, like, these guys are just trying to stay relevant and creating
this in the, yeah, plan this out.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, have you seen either of them lately? Like, the last time I saw David Lee Roth was about 4 or 5 years ago, and he didn't look too good.
No.
You know, I'm not saying he was fat Elvis bloated and laying on a bathroom floor. I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like he's probably going to bring the same gusto that he probably did 30 years ago.
Yeah, from every picture that I've seen of him, he kind of looks like your dad's elderly friend who used to be fun and exciting and was the life of the party and is still trying to be that now, even though
right.
He just isn't.
And he's just making it weird.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So there you go. There's some music news for the day, and I think we're all might be a little dumber for it. So
probably so.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back. And speaking of dumb, we got some Hoosiers on the news to unveil, and this guy is gold.
Ooh,
I tried to cut it shorter, and I just couldn't do it because everything out of the guy's mouth was fantastic. So we'll be back with more after this. Be the tongue that will swallow you.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Eddie's House is holding a charity 5K run and walk on September 11th to benefit homeless veterans. Eddie's House is a nonprofit organization providing support services to at-risk and homeless veterans in New Orleans. The 5K run and walk will be held at New Orleans Lakefront on Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue on September 11th at 8 a.m. To register, sponsor, or donate, visit www.eddiehouse.org or call 504-356-9200.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
As a realtor, I have used and recommended mortgage loan officer Scott Forte of Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage to many of my clients. Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage is top notch. Based out of New Orleans since 1956, Eustis Mortgage brings 65 years of experience. The Forte team is available to help you with your mortgage lending needs 7 days a week. Make sure to contact the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage for your next home loan purchase or refi. Apply at closings or my Forte.com.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. This is it for us, the last segment. And I want to set this up just a little bit for our Hoosier on the news this week. The guy's name is Kai, and apparently, from what I gathered, he stopped this woman from being assaulted with a hatchet, and he was a homeless hitchhiker, mind you. And I think that he killed the guy in defense of that woman, but he's all in the news.
I was wondering that myself.
So without any further ado, here it is. There's also a lot of language that's bleeped in this.
Yes, lots of bleeping.
What do you want to talk about?
What happened today?
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect.
Good little PSA.
Even if you make mistakes,
he's got his moment to shine.
And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you.
It is a good message, I guess.
Now, this stuff right here, I was driving, and I was in the passenger side of this f***er's car, and he comes over on there. He was over by the recycling center. He says, when I was in the Virgin Islands, 30 years old, on a business trip, I f***ed this 14-year-old. I was like, you what? He's like, I raped this 14-year-old, starts crying, gives me a big hug. He's like, 300-pound guy. I'm like, oh, sh**. You must be f***ed, man. Like, what's he talking about? I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I f***ing want to. And watch this.
Yes,
bam! And he smashed into this f***ing guy right there, pinned him in between that f***ing truck.
All of this is on
and
the news.
And so hop out. I look over, the guy's pinned there.
Right,
freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between
All the freight train riders know this.
Bleed out. Like, motherfucking, I ran in, I grabbed the keys, he's fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like fucking, like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. Fucking, I hop on out, and so I grabbed the bag, I threw it over by that pole right there.
And then fucking
buddy gets
had.
Out,
yeah,
two women are trying to help
down.
Him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet, smash, smash, smash.
Yeah, the lady said you saved her life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that f***er. You know what? F*** is cool. That guy ain't.
How'd you get in his car? How did you?
I was hitchhiking. Good thing I was hitchhiking. Yeah, people say don't hitchhike. Well, this is what happens. At least I was here.
So he did this on purpose.
Dude, that guy was f***ing cooked out, man. Like, he'd be on howling. Like, I don't even see any breath in him. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Can I get your name and where you're from, if you don't mind?
I'm Kai.
Kai? Can I get spelling for you?
Straight out of Dogtown. K-A-I.
K-A-I. Do you have a last name?
Where's
Dogtown? No, bro. I don't have anything.
I have no idea.
Where are you from originally? Are you from Fresno area?
Sophia, West Virginia.
No kidding. How old are you?
I can't call it.
Have you ever experienced
that? That may be my favorite part.
What
I
made
can't
you
call it.
Take the actions that you did?
That woman was in danger. He just finished what looked like, at the time, killing somebody. And if I hadn't have done that, he would have killed more people. So, he's dead. Good.
Did you ever experience anything like that, Kai?
Well, this one time, I was in an orchard.
Unbelievable.
And this fucking guy starts beating on this woman who he calls his.
In an orchard.
So I walked on over and I started smashing him in the head. You see all these teeth marks
right
here
on
the camera?
Right.
Yeah, I started smashing him in the head and in the teeth, busted out all his teeth. Motherfucking the sheriffs, not the policy enforcers, fucking show
policy.
Up and start like, they're like, yeah, so what happened? I mean, like, just give me any old name and just give me old fucking birthday, whatever. Just, yeah.
What happened today after the, did you,
I love the way he tells the story,
were you
right?
The process, what did they do to you?
I can listen to him all day.
They found out that you did the right thing, but the time that from the accident until now, where have you been?
Well, he started following I. Like, I cleaned his motherfucking head wide open with a hatchet. He stood up like he was pulled right up, right? And like, I'm like, bro, if you're
right.
Jesus Christ, I'll be the Antichrist, man. Like, that. And he starts following me off this way, so I figure I'll lure him right away from the crowd. So I'm running off this way. I got a hatchet in one hand, motherfucking this bag I'm carrying over with another hand. I start running off that way. And so a couple
right.
of the people who was bystanders to it came over and told me to stop. And I was like, why stop? And he was like, the cop's already on their way. I was like, is he back up and doing anything? And somebody said that he was like masturbating in front of this school or whatever this place is right here.
I missed that part last time I listened.
Were you questioned by police? Were you taken into custody? What happened? I mean, obviously.
I was questioned. I was put into the back of the sheriff's wagon. Wasn't the police
wagon.
The f***ing pulled I over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like I got put in the back of the sheriff's wagon. The sheriff was like, what happened here? Took down a statement. I told him everything I just told you. And f***ing let me on out. Said I couldn't grab all this stuff until I had finished, like, they had finished with something. You know what I mean? And, like, brought me back on over here so I could be in front of this thing, like, car right here. Yeah, that's f***ing gnarly, man. Holy shit. That's like the biggest wave I've ever ridden in my life.
Yeah.
What's next for you, Kai?
Hopefully some surfing. If anybody's watching this somewhere else and got a mini mile that they could lend a guy with a wetsuit, I'd love to test out Maverick.
There you go. He just needs to go surfing.
Oh, Kai, the hero we didn't know we need.
That's right. Well, I don't think there's anywhere left to go in the show after that guy. And, you know, I guess he was a good Samaritan. You know, he helped out. Can't believe that they continued that interview that long, and I even cut it a little bit short.
There's nothing else to talk about.
I guess not. So it's just like that, and that's just like we are right now. There's nothing left to say after that. So
yes.
We're gonna get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. Bill Juno's up next with Let Freedom Ring, and until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.
More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Eddie's House is holding a charity 5K run and walk on September 11th to benefit homeless veterans. Eddie's House is a nonprofit organization providing support services to at-risk and homeless veterans in New Orleans. The 5K run and walk will be held at New Orleans Lakefront on Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue on September 11th at 8 a.m. To register, sponsor, or donate, visit www.eddiehouse.org or call 504-356-9200.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com because we're sponsored by patriots like you and we're thankful and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCN Live.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
At least 10 school boards in Florida are defying Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order banning them from issuing mask mandates amid a spike in COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant. Governor DeSantis arguing there's not much of a difference between districts that are enforcing mask mandates and those that aren't.
You don't see any major differences between the districts that are following the law and the districts that are breaking the law, you know, with respect to this. So I would just say that we're in a situation where I think parents can best apprise that.
A new USA Today Suffolk University poll has President Biden's job approval at 41%, with 55% disapproving. Among independent voters, his job approval has fallen to 32%. Overall, he is just under 50% approval on COVID-19, 39% approval on the economy, and 26% approval on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Moderna is looking for its coronavirus vaccine to be fully approved by the FDA. The Massachusetts-based company asked the FDA for priority review after submitting the necessary documents. Full approval of the vaccine would cover those who are 18 and older. Moderna's application comes days after the FDA gave its blessing to Pfizer's vaccine. Republican lawmakers are continuing to speak out regarding the evacuation mission in Afghanistan, many believing the mission.
Tropics are heating up in the Caribbean. We're watching an area of disturbed weather likely to develop and move into the Gulf. Some rains tonight coming back throughout the day tomorrow. They'll diminish overnight to muggy 70s to 80. Tomorrow, rounds of thunderstorms and showers could be starting up morning into the afternoon. Likelihood of the activity tomorrow, mostly under clouds, stopping around in the upper 80s to near 90. Rains again, possibly locally heavy Friday. Scattered to likely afternoon activity, highs in the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. After the tragic death of his wife, Katie, Professor Franklin blames himself. Filled with anguish, he walks away from his family, which augments his suffering. But soon after the second anniversary of his wife's death, his self-imposed reclusive lifestyle is interrupted by an unplanned visit from his 8-year-old granddaughter. Awakened by Grace by author Darlene West. Available now in bookstores and Amazon.com. More info at DarleneWest.com.
The time has come to stand up and fight for America.
You need to stand for something or fall for anything.
It's time we start defending our freedoms.
I am not the one trying to undermine American democracy. I'm the one that's trying to save it.
It's time to let freedom ring. So turn up the volume and wave your flags proudly for your unashamedly deplorable host, Bill Juneau.
Good evening, fellow patriots, and thank you once again for joining me on the remote version of Let Freedom Ring, where we fight for liberty and freedom and never bow to tyranny. We have another packed show tonight, so let's get right into it. My first guest tonight is a wonderful patriot who is here to share her recent harrowing, what I call a harrowing, hospital experience. Kate Daly is a nationally recognized and syndicated radio host from Utah, and she is going to join us tonight to share her story. Kate, thank you so much for joining me on Let Freedom Ring.
Well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here. I'm glad you reached out, so I really appreciate that. I'd like to get the word out. I still can't believe it happened to us, actually, after talking about all this for 19 months solid every single day, and I still can't believe it, but I'm happy to share what happened to us. Maybe it'll help a few people out there.
Well, it is. I got your story texted to me from my brother-in-law. We're here in Louisiana. So
wow.